BitCo is revolutionizing the way businesses connect. We're taking on your connectivity challenges and shooting our high-speed fiber internet across the country. Not just for some, but for everyone. Fiber is not a luxury, but a necessity. For business, for life, for you. And being connected is everything. So network with a Tier 1 internet provider and take your business to the next level of connectivity. bitco.co.za. Connectivity is everything.
Running a business keeps you on your toes. Wouldn't it be great if your internet connection could keep up? Introducing Business Class Fiber from Vox. It's super fast, reliable, and highly cost-effective. You get unlimited calls to all SA destinations, and it's scalable. So no matter the size of your business, you've still got room to grow. Get connected with Business Class Fiber from Vox and see what super fast internet really means. For more information, visit vox.co.za.
Thank you for downloading the Tech Central podcast. My name is Duncan McLeod. I'm at CelC's head office in Woodmead today to talk to the CEO for Content of Black, the new video on demand and streaming platform that CelC is launching officially on the 14th of November. Her name is Suri Ramaseri. Suri, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Duncan.
So I attended the launch function yesterday, all very exciting, a new player in the streaming video market in South Africa, possibly coming with some different tactics to what admittedly is already a very competitive space, what with companies like Netflix and Showmax and Amazon all already operating here. And of course, MTN and Times Media Group, now Tissot Blackstar, both tried unsuccessfully to get into the space as well. What is CelC going to do differently to ensure that this venture is successful where others weren't?
So Duncan, from a CelC perspective, I mean, we built a new brand as a division of CelC called Black. And one of the reasons for that was we wanted to play in the entertainment space. So we're not launching a video on demand platform like Netflix and Showmax, but what we are launching is an entertainment platform that allows customers to get onto the platform and experience a world of content. So from a differentiation perspective, you can rent, you can buy movies, which is straight off theatrical cinema onto the platform. Secondly, you can subscribe to a video on demand content services, which is a bit different because you got access to music as well, over and above CDs, documentaries, and movies. Thirdly, you'll be able to access games, which brings a massive suite of different games via the mobile application. Then we have other services like live streaming channels, which is very differentiated. So you've got an ecosystem of content services that has never been brought to the market before in one place. So we've got up to just over 60 channels, but we've also disrupted that model with five top European channels, which is Barcelona, Real Madrid, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Man United, which is the most popular football channels in South Africa in terms of a fan base. We've also taken it a step further in terms of allowing our customers other services that's relevant to them. So you could, if you're a betting fan, you can bet on all live sports and the partnership with Clickabet. And then we've also partnered with TicketPro to allow customers to book shows and tickets to concerts. They can also go and book accommodation and travel. So we try to give customers an end-to-end entertainment experience. But the way we disrupted our model was to allow the market to be able to subscribe through bite-sized subscriptions, and also bringing affordability and content inclusion to the market that never got access to these services end-to-end.
Okay, so it's much more than just a video streaming service, which is what you're
100%.
Saying. It's a whole range of various services, and you're obviously leveraging off Blue Label, which is, of course, is a 45% shareholder in CelC now through the TicketPro business, which they own. So I presume the full range of TicketPro solutions is going to be coming to this platform?
100%, yes.
Okay. And of course, Clickabet, the sports betting website, started by Craig Fenter, the former CEO of Altec. And that partnership with Cell C on that platform announced just a couple of weeks ago, where you can use your Cell C smartphone to access USSD menus and bet on major sports events.
Yes, so we brought it across all our channels and mediums to make sure that customer has a seamless experience in terms of accessing the service.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about content. You've mentioned the soccer channels, the UK soccer channels that you're bringing to the platform. Are those going to show live games, or will it be delayed live?
So it'll be delayed live, but what's quite exciting about these channels and what we bring to the market is you can listen live. So last night there was a Liverpool match. Customers could have gone onto the platform, listened live to the match. 3 hours later, the highlights were playing, and 4 o'clock the next day, you can actually watch the match live.
Okay.
So it's just not delayed. You actually can be part of the match at that time,
right?
But unfortunately, you can't watch it live due to other rights in South Africa.
Oh, I see. Okay, so someone else has bought those rights, so the content has to be broadcast delayed live. Is the intention at some point to actually bid for these rights?
And most definitely, we will be playing in that space, and we'll be one of the contending partners for live content into the future.
Okay. So are there particular sporting codes that you're interested in? I know Cell C CEO Jose Dos Santos said at the media event yesterday that he's going to be traveling in 2 weeks to talk to the Rugby World Cup officials about securing rights there. I presume that's for the 2019 Rugby World Cup. What are some of the other sporting codes that you are going to be bidding for?
From a South African perspective, I mean, we've done a lot of research in the space, and we try to understand what our customers want or what South Africans are looking for from an end-to-end content perspective, and sports is one of the key drivers. On the 14th, you're going to hear Jose announce another relationship in terms of bringing some other form of football of sport to the South African market, but we definitely want to play in the space in terms of rugby, football, cricket, and those will start coming through at a later stage. Obviously, it's going to be a difficult space to compete in and to be able to push the boundaries to get access to those rights, but we're working on it.
It's obviously a very expensive business, especially when you get into competitive bidding wars with major broadcasters to get access to this sort of content. Are you hoping that you'd maybe be able to get these rights not so much on an exclusive basis, but as an exclusive perhaps streaming partner, and whereas it'd still be broadcasters offering these sort of games?
Yes. From a content perspective, I think it's changing immensely. There's different commercial models in terms of how you can position this, and that's where we want to start disrupting. And I think you'll have to wait for those announcements to come, but we're definitely getting headway with some of the major studios in terms of different thinking to how they position this and how they get reach and volume into the South African market.
Okay. So you're going to have a range of movies. Understand the latest box office successes are going to be on this platform as soon as they come off the cinema circuit and before they actually go to pay television. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So how many titles are we looking at here in terms of movies and TV series?
So there's different propositions on the platform. So if you're looking at straight from theatrical cinema, we're looking at movie purchase. Series is currently not in that ecosystem at the moment, and studios haven't allowed it that you can purchase or rent immediately series. So that will be close to, I would say, 1,000 combined in terms of rentals as well as purchases that we'll have on the platform. And then you've got the subscription video on demand, and overall across the platform, we'll have up to 5,000 different assets.
Right. So just to understand it, when titles come off the cinema circuit, they're then available to purchase on the platform or to rent, and then down the line they only become available as part of the subscription bundle.
Yes, so there's windows within which you have to comply with. So the moment it hits theatrical cinema, depending on the type of movie, the demand, the studio, and the type of studio, it will come in 2 months after it hits theatrical cinema. 2 weeks later, it will come into rentals, and then you've got a year within which it will stay in those platforms, and then it'll move across into your pay-to-view. But generally, where there's a subscription video on demand content, which is currently in the industry on Netflix and Showmax, you will see that's like 2013, 2014, so it's about 3 years later where it will move automatically into those subscription packs.
Sure. And in terms of TV series, I mean, TV shows have become huge business, and companies like Netflix and others are pouring billions and billions of rands or dollars every year into production, and you know, binge watching has become become quite a thing, especially with online streaming services. Give us some insight into some of the series that you're going to have. Have you secured any exclusive series at launch?
Definitely, series is a big requirement in terms of what customers want for content in South Africa, and for the mere fact that they can binge watch whenever they want to watch content, and it's grown immensely in South Africa. So for now, we've secured rights to four exclusive series, the one being Medikills, the other one's Catastrophe, Survivor's Remorse, and Power. So we will launch with Catastrophe, and we'll launch with Medikills.
Are these US shows?
Yes. Okay. So we've also got local shows that will be on the platform, and we've got Uzala, Generations, and there's quite a few that's local type series that will come onto the platform, and you'll see with the announcement that will happen on the 14th, there's much more in terms of what South Africans want that will be on the platform, and what we'll be focusing heavily is on local formats that we can constantly bring relevant series to the South African market. As you're aware, we've also launched our own exclusive, which is Hangman, and we're going to start playing in the space to make sure that we're constantly relevant and we're bringing exciting new formats to South Africa.
Now, Hangman, I haven't seen it, I must admit, but it was broadcast on free-to-air television, wasn't it?
Yes.
ETV, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay. So will future series of Hangman be available exclusively on Cell C's platform, or will you continue to distribute it as well through the free-to-air channels?
So we're definitely looking at putting that onto our platform. I think with time, it will move exclusively into Black, but for now it will also be on the ETV channel. But when we do launch it onto Black, you will be able to catch up the previous episodes, and then you'll watch all the live shows going forward.
Okay. And more, you've hinted at more local productions as well beyond Hangman. Are you actively working at this stage on new series?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Judging by your smile, you're not going to say much more beyond that at this time. you mentioned music as well. Is this going to be a full music service a la Apple Music or Google Play Music?
For launch, we've got in our subscription video on demand platform, we've got music videos, and it's local as well as international. And we also played a lot of focus on local because that's what our market wants. And we are busy working on a live streaming product, which will come into the market before the end of this year.
Live streaming of?
Music, where you can create your own lists and stuff. Very similar.
Okay. Would that be a separate app?
No, it will be part of
the
Black.
Same app. Okay. Correct. Okay. All right. So it's not at launch, but down the line, it's going to be a full streaming music service, a la the other competitors that are in the market.
Yes.
Where you can play just about any tune that's been made anywhere in the world.
I mean, we're creating an ecosystem of entertainment, and we're bringing a platform where customers can get just about anything.
Right. Okay. So you are soft launching the website this week. In fact, today's Thursday, for anyone listening to the show on a different day, and you're launching it on Friday. The black.co.za website's going to go live in a soft launch sort of phase. And then on the 14th, Cell C is going to be making a whole range of announcements about how this is going to be, how it's planning to bring this product to market via apps, and you know, how data is going to be treated and all the rest of it. But if anyone's interested in getting early access, they can access it via the black.co.za website as of Friday. Is that right?
Yes, it will be the Black website, but also the Android app will be available for download tomorrow.
Okay.
With Apple, we've requested to do a few modifications, so we're hoping by the 14th, the Apple application, and our setup box will be available to the market then.
Okay. So the name Black, it's a quite unusual name. Where does it come from?
Okay. So this took a lot of brainstorming and to come up with the name Black, and the reason why we chose Black. Black is premium. When you buy a sports car, you want to buy a black sports car. You want to Uber black. A black tie event is something wow and exclusive and premium. You want a black platinum card. So black has the association of premium and quality and a quality experience. And that's what we wanted to bring forth on the platform. And that's the reason why we named it Black. You can combine and change any color on black, and you can make it look powerful and it can be entertaining. And that was the reason why we came up with Black. Even though our platform has multiple different micro access to packages where you can subscribe daily and weekly and weekender, where we give you choice, you can subscribe from 5 rand a day, which gives access and affordable access to the market. But with that, even though you're paying 5 rand and even though you can subscribe to a day, we still bring you premium content, a premium experience on the platform. And that's why we named the platform Black.
I suppose it's also helped that Celsius colors are black as well.
Right? Yes, coincidentally.
Was that a coincidence?
Yes.
Okay. So, Siri, take us through how this is going to work. You're going to have Android and iOS apps. You're going to be able to view content on a laptop or PC or, I suppose, any device through a web browser. Jose also mentioned that there's an Android set-top box for TV viewing. Can you tell us more about that box and how people get it and what it is exactly?
Okay. The Android setup box will be available in the market from the 14th. You'll be able to purchase this via the Salsi stores or via our online store. And we'll be also announcing other retailers that will stock the box. What the box does is it converts your non-smart TV into a smart TV. It's very powerful, it's very interactive, very different to what's been launched in the market before. And we're quite excited about it because when you turn on this box, it just explodes in terms of what you can get access to. So if you purchase a movie or subscribe or rent to a movie and you open whatever movies is on the platform and you click into one of the characters from the movie, you'll be able to get additional information. So it just turns the experience into something powerful. So you can find out more information. You can get the Facebook feeds of the individual, the Twitter feeds. But you can also see what other movies they've acted in. And you can also get more information. You can click onto any of their shows and you can watch their shows. If you're watching sport, you'll get all the sports stats around all the players. It just brings a complete different experiential experience to what you're watching.
Okay.
So it's very different.
What is the box actually going to look like? Is it your typical Android box, the size of two Dexa playing cards?
Yes.
And a remote control? Will it have a keyboard on it?
Yes, it's got a QWERTY keyboard because, okay. I mean, it's quite frustrating today when you take your remote and you're trying to type in stuff or navigate. And we've also looked at that and we said, okay, we need to have this remote that it gives the customer a good experience and you can easily navigate through the platform. So it's got a QWERTY keyboard and the black at the back. The front is customized to what the platform is, so you can press in movies and series and shows and whatever, and you can access through the platform quite easily on the remote. And the watching experience is very different. It's like a TV experience. It also gives you access to watch apps that we're going to be building into the future that just turns us into a powerful experience where you can click onto a sports fan and you can purchase his jersey. So this is what the box now allows us to do, is constantly bring new experiences and new services to the platform in a very engaging manner.
Right. And the box itself, the software on the box, is it quite heavily customized by Celsi/Black? Is it or is it quite a generic Android box? Could you install other apps on it, for example, from the Play Store and consume other content on the box? It's not Celsi's?
So for now, it's a very customized box, but you're also restricted by the major studios in terms of opening it into the internet and just about downloading anything. So it has to be in a very secure environment to protect the rights of the content. So yes, you will be. We've put apps that customers can access that are secure. So you'll find some of the applications on the box, but you can't just browse and download anything onto the box.
Okay. So it's quite different to the Android box that Telkom recently launched, which is quite an open box and allows you to download all sorts of other things from the Play Store.
But yours that will be in the future, but obviously it has to be protected because of the exclusive rights of content that we have on the box, because we own the rights to these content and we have to comply with the studios.
Okay. Great. So the box is going on sale on the 14th and it'll be available through Celsi and various retailers down the line. So take us through the you've got a lot of customers, I think in the numbers that were published this morning, around 3,200 C fiber to the home customers. I presume that those customers are going to be targeted as part of this this launch and aimed at those sort of users who have the high capacity to watch content in HD and have that sort of lean back experience. Are those going to be the specific, or are you going to target the broader market of people who are on other fiber packages from other ISPs?
From a fiber perspective, I mean, the customers that we've got on board, they would definitely be one of the first to experience the platform in the setup box. So we will be delivering boxes to those customers so that they are the first to experience what we're bringing to the market.
So they get free boxes?
Yes.
Okay.
Over and above that, we've got a big strategy in terms of how we're going to bundle a quad pay solution to our fiber to the home customers that we will target at large. And you'll have to watch that space to see what's coming down the line.
Okay. And the box, have you got a recommended retail price on that yet?
Yes, it's $1,599.
Okay, pretty ballpark with the other products that are in the market. So consumers are still very aware of how much data video content can consume. And I know Jose has hinted that this content might be zero rated for users on Celsi's network and certainly discounted for Celsi customers. How does just talk us a bit about the business model around that. Can you just simply zero rate data for consumers who want to consume video? Does that have a meaningful impact on the numbers?
I'm not going to talk too much around that because it's a big announcement for Jose in terms of what he's going to do from a Celsi perspective on the 14th. What we're launching now is Black to the South African market. So anyone in South Africa can access this. You don't have to be on the Celsi network to access Black. You can subscribe and you can access this world of entertainment. Celsi customers will be given exclusive offers that we'll bring to the market that is specific to the Black platform, and then being able to access the Black streaming service, which Jose will announce on the 14th. But over and above this, the partnership with Black and Celsi is to enable their customers to get a seamless experience across their packages and their plans, and I'll leave it to Jose to announce that on the 14th.
Fair enough. Let's get a bit technical then. We've spoken about the iOS and Android apps that are coming and the Android set-top box that's coming, but are you looking at developing apps for other platforms as well, for smart TVs from LG and Samsung, for example, and what about gaming consoles?
So yes, for sure. We started working on that already. Obviously, as you're probably aware, to build those applications is not that simple because the different TVs have different technical requirements. That will definitely launch into the new year. We've selected the top TV purchases in South Africa in terms of where we start our development. We are in talks with different companies from a gaming console perspective, and definitely we want to give our consumers an online gaming experience. So you're going to see that come through into the future.
So that's all coming down the line. What about the video streaming quality that you're going to be offering? Obviously, you're going to have a wide range of customers here. You're going to have some customers on prepaid low-end smartphones mm-hmm. are going to be watching the service, and then you're going to have guys with 70-inch 4K TVs yes. watching it on 100 megabit mm-hmm. per second fiber connection. Mm-hmm. So I presume you're going to offer a variety mm-hmm. of streaming quality options through the various apps, but just take us through what consumers can expect from that. Okay.
From a set-up box perspective in your TV, obviously you're going to get the highest quality there, and the channels do come in HD and SD.
All of them in SD and HD?
No, some are in HD, but majority of them come in SD, but there is HD channels on the platform. The movies come in SD and HD as well, so you've got an option on the platform to select which one you want to purchase. From a mobile experience, and to ensure that the customer has a good data experience, that it doesn't consume a lot of his data. And from a quality perspective, we will be pushing 720p, which gives him an exceptional quality experience on the device. And across the devices, depending on the type of device and the screen, we've got different profiles that we've created, and we will push those profiles to make sure the customer has an amazing quality experience, but at the same time considering the amount of data it's going to consume for right. the individual.
So if you're on fiber, it's going to push the best quality. If you're on a 3G connection, you're probably going to be pushed down to a lower quality. Okay.
Yes.
So 720p is the maximum resolution, is it?
So you get 320 and 420 and 360, so different applications. I mean, you see in the market.
Yeah.
But if you go to like 360 and 420, it's okay, but it doesn't give you an amazing experience. So we've tested it, and 720 gives you an absolutely amazing quality experience, and that's what we wanted to bring to the market.
Okay. What about 1080p and 4K? Will that be offered down the line?
Yes, we're definitely looking at that.
Okay, but not at launch?
Yes.
Not at launch, okay. I know those, especially 4K, consumes an enormous amount of data. But I suppose for guys sitting
on... But for your fiber guys, definitely yeah. they're going to get the best quality.
Okay. Tell us a bit about the content distribution network that you've put down for this platform. Have you put down servers into peering points like NAP Africa and others? What does the network look like?
So yes, we've definitely done that, and that was critical for us because of the platform being available to any customer on any network. We've invested in our own CDNs and Edge servers and Signian servers to make sure that we have high quality, and we'll be able to cater for the expansion of the subscriber base on the Black platform, and that's being managed internally by our network teams together with our partner that we have on board.
Okay. Take us, I know we've touched on this already, but maybe just walk us through the pricing plans that you're launching here. You spoke about a R5 a day or for 24 hours of access. Is that just to those five sports channels, or is it to the full service?
Okay, I'll take you through that now. There's a couple of things that we've done, and I think the key USP or the excitement that we bring to the market from a content perspective is the fact that customers that have a Cell C SIM card can simply use their prepaid airtime and be able to subscribe to content,
right.
which is the first to South Africa in terms of enabling content end-to-end. And what we've done is we've said, today there's lots of companies that are launching content, but customers are hungry to access movies and series and just an entertainment experience, and they don't get access today. They have to have a credit card to access a platform. They have to be able to have high subscriptions that they can't afford, and you just eliminate such a large portion of the market. And what we've done is we've brought content to that consumer quite simply, and to be able to access it, but with giving them access, it has to be affordable. So what we've done is, with certain content, we've allowed the customer to subscribe at R5 a day. So at R5 a day, you can subscribe to all our football channels. You can also subscribe to games from R5 a day. We've got the local pack that gives you access to unlimited movies and series and local music, which forms part of Nollywood, Bollywood, Africa local content, which is still top studio content. And customers will be able to subscribe for R10 a day. Now imagine sitting on a weekend on a Saturday and being able to subscribe for R10 and your entire family can watch content unlimited. I mean, it's amazing experience. We're changing the lives of consumers in terms of bringing lifestyle experiences to the market. There's a range of services. I mean, with what we're bringing, you may think it's clutter, but what we're doing is we're bringing choice. Mm-hmm. So if you want to access the entire bouquet of content, there is a package for you, which is our Binge Premium Plus package. But if you just want to subscribe for a day or week or month or weekender, we've got those packages. From a live streaming element, we've also brought bite-sized packages. So if you just want to subscribe to news, we know customers just want to watch things when they want to watch, how they want to watch, and wherever. And with the devices being your mobile, and you mentioned the set-top box and all the devices, your laptop, when you're sitting at the airport, you can just at that time subscribe and watch. And that's what we want to bring to the market. Whenever you want to watch, you just get onto your device and you can watch. So we brought news packs, we bought kids packs because we know that's very popular, that parents want to make sure that their kids can be entertained but in a very secure environment. So we've got parental control, and we've also brought packs that are kids only. Mm-hmm. So you've got a pack that you can just subscribe for your kid, give him a device and the child can watch, which is also very educational channels as well. So there's such a variety in terms of what consumers can watch, and giving them choice to select whether they want to game, whether they want to watch movies or series, or whether they just want to watch a specific suite of channels.
Right. But if you want the whole package, what are you going to pay, that top-end product you mentioned?
So that's $389 a month to get access to everything. Obviously, rentals and purchase are separately.
Yeah.
But you can rent from 45 Rand a movie, and you can purchase from 59 Rand. So there's lots of choice, and it's affordable in terms of giving access to consumers.
Okay. The I forgot to ask you earlier on the content side of things. You've got 60-plus channels at launch.
Correct.
What are some of the headline channels on there? Can you run through a couple of names?
So we've got BBC News. We've got Turner channels like Boeing, Toonami, and we've got the movie channels. We've got Africa channels. We've got some sporting channels, nautical, motor vision. We've got travel channel, experiential channels. It's like a whole vast variety catering for millennials, lifestyle, sporting, news, kids. So it's a combination of everything, but you're going to see coming into the market constantly over monthly or 2 months later, you're going to see new channels being constantly brought onto the platform.
So that 60 is going to grow to...
Yeah, we've got Trace also live on the channel. And we're in talks with some of the other popular channels that South Africans want.
Right. Okay. So watch this space. Yeah. Great. Well, I look forward to playing around with the website tomorrow and having a look at what's on offer. The website's black.co.za, and the official launch with Cell C, and all the details about some of the packages that are coming to market, including possible zero rating, will be announced on the 14th of November. Suri Ramaseri is CE for content for Black, Cell C's new, we'll call it a video streaming service, its new entertainment platform. I look forward to seeing how the platform develops. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan.